Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and this is episode 217. How many possible messages can you spot in a dream? You know, you might wake up from a dream and feel its message was obvious, but is it right? How easy is it to misinterpret a dream? This is what we're going to explore in today's episode, starting with a simple dream interpretation tip and a bit of a wake-up call. But just before we go there, a reminder of the website addresses. If you haven't been to my websites for a while, they do change, things change. Go to janeteresa.com, that's Teresa without an H, for reading lots more blogs, finding out about my services, listening to every single episode of The Dream Show that's ever been, and a lot more. Or go to my online learning platform where you can learn online with me, courses such as how to interpret your dream step by step, all the way through to learning how to be a dream therapist. And the address for that learning platform, which is called the Dream Academy, is dream-academy-online.com. Or find me on social media, Instagram or Facebook. But on with today's show. How many possible messages can you spot in a dream? What is right? Which is the right one? Can you misinterpret a dream? Beginning with Dream Wake Up Call, which is a blog that I wrote recently on janeteresa.com earlier this month, I think it was. Dream Wake Up Call. Our dreams show us what's really going on in our lives, what runs below the surface, yet influences our every move. They show us what we hide from, what we deny, what unconsciously drives us, and what conflicts us, as well as what is shifting and changing and potentially coming to fruition in the shape of new insights, creative solutions, and growth. And they frequently show all of this to us in wildly colourful, sometimes emotionally heightened metaphors. One of the first steps in interpreting a dream is to look for a metaphor and explore how it relates to your life. Imagine a dream of running from an overwhelming, inevitable tsunami. What overwhelming and seemingly inevitable situation or feeling might you be running from in life? Why do you feel overwhelmed by it? Is it really so overwhelming? Is it really inevitable? What might happen if you stopped running and found a way to confront it, or divert it, or calm it, or jump in and ride the wave all the way to an amazing new place? I once spoke with a young boy who had a recurring dream about a tsunami of rubbish. That's garbage, for those of you that don't know what rubbish is, breaking into his classroom and suffocating him. As I listened to him talking about school, he mentioned that he was bored with all the rubbish the teachers spoke and irritated by the rubbish his schoolmates were interested in. He was deeply intelligent and needed more stimulation, both in class and in the schoolyard. It wasn't long before both he and his mother understood the dream and the severity of the boy's situation. He felt like he was suffocating at school, emotionally and intellectually. No matter how many times he might have told his parents that he was bored at school, it took the high drama of the dream to reveal the intensity of his feelings and his sense of helplessness around the situation. We went on to explore and interpret the rest of his dream to gain more insight into his distress and see how best to help him. Along the way, I helped him to imagine changing the dream metaphor, re-envisaging the dream with waves of magical rainbows lighting up the walls of his classroom in place of the tsunami of rubbish. This dream alchemy visualization prepared his unconscious mind to change his expectation of inevitable suffocating boredom into an expectation of a full spectrum of exciting, interesting, uplifting learning. He would then be open and ready for the changes his mother would negotiate with his school. He would also be ready to discover wisdom between the lines of the perceived rubbish, new ways of looking at life, deeper understanding of others, and the gifts gained through softening judgment and broadening his outlook on life. What might you see if you approach your dreams as metaphors for your current life experiences? If you don't relate straight away, remind yourself that dreams reflect both our conscious and unconscious experiences and feelings. Might your dream metaphor inform you about your unconscious mind's stance on your situation? And might this enlighten you about what really drives you in your life today? A powerful and dramatic dream metaphor can shock you awake with its punch and jolt, awakening you not only from your dream, but also to your situation. From there, you are a hop, skip, and a jump away from the positive change, boosted, if you wish, by a suitable dream alchemy practice to transform any powerful, pesky, unconscious programming that you identified through interpreting your dream. And when we get to the end of this podcast, we're going to finish with another child's dream, because they're kind of good at helping us understand our own. But next, this one's from a blog that I wrote on the Dream Academy website, probably within the last 6 months, and it's called How to Discover a Dream's Message. What is my dream trying to tell me? How can I discover the message behind my dream? I hear these two questions a lot. They're similar, but subtly different. The first implies a belief that a dream sets out with a message that it needs you to hear, or that the purpose of a dream is to deliver a message, whether from your inner self or from a spiritual or divine source. The second implies that every dream contains a message that can be discovered, whether or not the purpose of dreaming is message delivery. So, do dreams set out with intent to tell you what you need to know? Or can you use them to find valuable life-changing insight that you can distill into concise messages? Let's take a simple example of a dream where you're trying to get somewhere, but your legs are really heavy and you can hardly move despite the huge effort you're putting in to trying to lift those legs and drag yourself along. What message might you take from this dream? You might think the dream message is stop trying so hard in some area of your life and to acknowledge that you're not really making progress despite the huge effort. Or you might think the dream message is to acknowledge that huge effort that you've been putting into something is wearing you out and that you need to take a rest and re-energize before continuing toward the same goal, lighter and faster, for the time out. Or you might think the dream message is to look for an easier way to get to where you want to be in life or to get a task done. Or you might go deeper and look at the other elements of your specific, unique dream and realize that you have an unconscious belief that success only comes with struggle and hard work. You might decide that the message of your dream is that the reason you're not making the progress you'd like to make is because you have this unconscious belief in struggle, and that if you transform this belief, you can free yourself to find an easier, lighter way toward the success you envisage. Or that deeper journey into your dream details might lead you to discover that you have a deep, unconscious doubt about the goal you have chosen, or about the steps you are trying to take. And you might see the message of your dream as being to explore the doubt that is holding you back, or causing such strong resistance and choose a more suitable path. Or you might identify that same deep unconscious doubt and take the message of your dream to be that you need more faith, to stop doubting, to let faith give you wings. Or you might identify that unconscious doubt and decide that the message of your dream is to get to the bottom of that doubt, understand where it is coming from and how it affects your mindset, and do dream alchemy to transform any underlying beliefs that are no longer serving you. How many other potential messages can you see in this simple example? As some of these messages are in direct opposition to each other. For example, give up and choose another goal versus have more faith and keep going. All these potential messages are useful contemplations. If you had such a dream and you didn't know much about how to interpret and understand dreams, then exploring all these possible messages is a good start, as long as you don't take any particular one as gospel. This exercise in listing possible messages helps you to contemplate a range of possibilities, to look in on your life and yourself from a number of possible viewpoints, to see perspectives, problems, and solutions from angles you might not have contemplated if you hadn't had the dream and spent time exploring it. From there, you might come to a conclusion and a decision that feels right to you. Now, let's add on from the perspective of understanding more about dreams and where they come from and how to interpret them. In dreams, you meet your unconscious mind comprised of your unconscious beliefs, emotions, behavior patterns, conflicts, and memories. You meet the good stuff and the shadowy dark stuff, as well as your unconscious creative intelligence and intuitive wisdom. Also bundled into your dreams are aspects of your conscious mind, such as things you know you worry about, feelings you acknowledge, and problems you want to solve. When you learn how to interpret and understand your dreams, you discover how to identify these different aspects of yourself and see where they conflict and where they are in accordance. You begin to see that dreams are more like a mirror than a compass. They reflect often unknown aspects of yourself back to you, rather than offer guidance on what to do. They reflect your deepest inner workings and open your eyes to the truth and enormity of your mindset and how it influences your experiences and choices in life. The mirror helps you to see everything you need to see to understand your life. And from that point, you can find healing, resolve issues, see wonderful creative solutions, and make good decisions. As mirrors of your deeper self, your dreams don't set out to give you messages. They simply reflect. When you look into the mirrors with the help of your dream interpretation tools and techniques, you see potentially life-changing, valuable insight into yourself and your life. The messages to take from your dreams are the ones you deduce from seeing yourself more clearly. It is you who divines the message, receives healing from the process, and decides on actions. In the early days of working with your dreams, or when you have a complicated dream that is difficult to work with, a trained professional can help you to pick out what you need to know and spell out the most helpful messages you might wish to take from your dream. Many people attest to meeting guides, deceased loved ones, spiritual entities, or the divine in their dreams, and to receiving messages and direct guidance from them. In the dream state, we are open to input from wisdom and non-wisdom that filters through to us from the collective unconscious or from other energies and perspectives. But please take care not to take such dreams literally, at least until you've done the deeper work first. The characters and entities you meet in your dreams most likely represent aspects of yourself, and the insights and messages you stand to gain from your dreams by treating them as such is invaluable. So be wary of flicking deeper dream work aside because you feel entranced by a feeling of being visited in your dreams by wise beings. Instead, see those wise beings as aspects of your own being, wise or falsely wise. See the dark and scary parts of your dreams as aspects of your fears and self-judgments of your darkness, places to discover, know, and transform. Explore, go deep, and find gold. And so just to drive this home, the next blog is on the rewards of going deep. And this blog is called The Misinterpretation Trap. And it's one that I also wrote for the Dream Academy. You can find it if you go and look at the blogs there. And I think I wrote this one within the last year. The Misinterpretation Trap. You wake from a hauntingly beautiful dream of time spent with an ex-lover, and the sheer delight sends you scurrying to make contact, or at least to tell yourself that somewhere out there, beyond the trappings of the body and material world, the two of you reconnected, forgave, or shared new understanding. It's so deliciously tempting to interpret such a dream literally, so easy to turn tail on everything you know about how to interpret dreams just this once, because just this once you had a different kind of dream, one beyond interpretation, didn't you? No, you didn't. Sorry to burst the bubble, but what you had was a delightfully soul-stirring, sensuous dream offering potential for personal and spiritual growth if you applied the tools and techniques necessary to discover its deeper meaning. You might wish to luxuriate in the dream details and re-enjoy the drama, perhaps letting its sensuality and calm float you through your day, and there's nothing wrong in doing that, but don't for one minute think that the featured ex-lover played any part in your dream, or that you tapped into his or her soul while you both slept. Such a dream is more likely to reflect self-healing, self-forgiveness, integration of qualities that you admired in that lover and now find within yourself, or any number of related meanings depending on the details of your dream. Every dream is unique, just as every dreamer is unique, and it's the use of the correct dream interpretation tools and techniques that lead you to fully understand your dream. Now, this blog is not so much about the common dream theme of dreaming of an ex. It's about our human propensity to interpret our dreams according to what we'd like them to mean, rather than to take the more courageous effort of finding out what they actually mean. That courageous effort ultimately leads you to a much better place within yourself and within the world. People often ask me if it's harder to interpret my own dreams than to interpret other people's. And those of you who are practiced in dream interpretation and dream analysis will probably agree with my answer. Yes, it's much harder until you learn to be tough with yourself. It's far easier to err on the side of what we'd like our dreams to mean, to believe that this particular dream lies outside the rules of normal dreams, to deftly dance around things that would scream out at you if this were someone else's dream, nicely affecting a dash of denial in order to neatly continue along your status quo path. In other words, it's much easier to fall into the misinterpretation trap when you interpret your own dreams. But you and I know better than this, don't we? There are times when misinterpretation is more a result of laziness. A quick perusal of a dream leads you to conclude its meaning, but a few extra minutes spent following specific methods and asking yourself specific questions would give you an entirely different interpretation, one richer in depth, meaningfulness, and opportunity for growth. If I sense that I have too quickly interpreted or dismissed one of my own dreams, I imagine that it is not my dream, but the dream of a client. When I do this, the dream immediately opens out before me. I see what I didn't see before. I know what to question. I know which techniques to use, and I respond as the client, enlightened. Whether you're a dream therapist, a dream interpreter, or regularly help others to explore their dreams, or whether you work solely with your own dreams, you might like to try the same approach. Take yourself through the dream in the same way that you would take a client or friend. Rigidly follow the steps you can learn through my How to Interpret Your Dreams step-by-step course or through my dream therapy courses. Sometimes misinterpretation is as simple as overlooking an obvious clue because you think you've got the interpretation nailed. I remember a dream that featured, right at the end, 7 Christmas trees. In my hurry to get on with my day, I almost overlooked the clue. I thought back 7 Christmases, and that date took everything I had included too rapidly about my dream to a much deeper, more revealing, and much more helpful level. I love that numbers trick. In another dream, someone mentioned 120 days. How long does it take to get out a calendar and check back 120 days? I did it, and wham, again, that date completely brought the interpretation home. Dreams show us how amazingly our unconscious minds retain dates. The numbers trick is such a simple method to apply. If you studied my courses, you'll know that there are a number of tools and techniques to apply, each guiding you towards spot-on interpretation and analysis. I mentioned my dreams about the 7 Christmas trees and the 120 days to illustrate how spending just a few seconds more on investigating a dream can make all the difference. So whether you have a tendency towards speed, a quick interpretation so you can get out the door and on with your day, or denial, a preference to continue blindly as is for now, thank you very much, or fairy tale conclusions, we met on the astral plane and sorted things out. If you really want to make progress in your life, take a little extra time. Apply the steps that reveal the deeper and more helpful meaning of your dream and watch the real magic begin. And so now, as promised, the last article I'm reading out for today's episode starts with another child's dream. And this one is called Mindful Dreaming. I can't remember whether this dream is from the Dream Academy blog roll or janetheresa.com blog roll. And in fact, when I said that the first dream wake up call, was from the janetheresa.com blog roll, it might have been from the Dream Academy blog roll. Anyway, there's 2 blog rolls. And if you want to back up the listening by reading, just search through the blog rolls on both websites, janetheresa.com and dream-academy-online.com, and you'll soon find them. This one is called Mindful Dreaming. And I think I wrote this last year in 2018. "I was scared of the lion in my dream last night," said 7-year-old Jade. "I don't want to have that dream again." Usually buoyant and blessed with a loud, exuberant voice, she whispered the lion word, afraid at some level that mentioning the lion might conjure him up in waking life. I asked Jade about stories and movies involving scary animals that she'd read or seen, and she was surprised at how many there were. The more we talked about her favourite stories and movies, the more she noticed that they all had a scary bit in the middle of the story, but a happy ending. In most of the stories, she remembered that the way through to the happy ending was to overcome fear by confronting the scary animal, to teach it a lesson, or to make friends with it. We had a little chat about what makes a good story, overcoming something scary or solving a problem or a mystery, everyone learning something new and a happy ending. It was then easier to return to the lion in her dream and see some possibilities for dealing with him. Now, you and I both know that the lion symbolized something scary in Jade's life, whether in her waking life or within herself. And looking at the rest of her dream, I could see what it was and subtly help her through, but I wanted to give her what I called a magic spell to deal with any scary animals or people in future dreams. If you ever meet a scary lion in another dream, Jade, I said, look more closely and you'll see he's really quite friendly after all, just like the lion in your favourite, most scary storybook. You see, I knew enough about the lion in her dream and her life to know that this was the best dream alchemy for her, helping her to befriend her fears and move forward. A wonderful thing about working with young children is that they're very open to suggestion. And if you tell them what to do next time they meet a lion in their dream, they'll generally do it. It seems, though, that I took on the suggestion too. For the following night, I dreamed I was enjoying a run along a gently hilly road when I saw a scary lion ahead of me. He was poised, still, waiting for me, and I was very, very scared. Instead of turning on my heel, though, I slowed my run and looked at him more closely as I approached. Yes, there it was. A friendly, supportive look in his eye. He wasn't waiting to pounce and kill me. He was waiting for me so that we could run together and lend me his strength. We began to run side by side and I slowed my pace to match his because he was very slow for a lion. Suddenly, there were four other lions slowly ambling along with us, all of one accord. I felt safe, protected by my pack. I decided to show them my special magic, how to run so slowly that you can stay airborne for several seconds at a time. It's a kind of gravity-defying slow dance of a run that I enjoy doing in dreams when the opportunity comes up. The lions followed suit, and together we danced slow, graceful arcs, all senses mindfully engaged. As always, I was surprised to wake up and find that it had been a dream. I'll take the liberty to coin the phrase mindful dreaming. Not a method of being mindful that you are dreaming, but of being mindful within a dream, opening to all your senses, slowing into the glorious timeless moment, making friends with your fears. So hopefully there was some entertainment there and some inspiration and some motivation to delve deeper into your dreams. But basically, hopefully in there, you came more into the understanding that our dreams don't really set out to give us messages, but our dreams reflect everything about our mindset, conscious and unconscious, that we need to know to be able to decide on what message to take from our dreams, what message to take from our understanding, what message to take from knowing ourselves more deeply that we can then act on to move forward in our life. And that sometimes we might just simply not want to act. We might want to incorporate designing a dream alchemy exercise to reprogram various aspects of our unconscious mind to remove limited beliefs or limited feelings or resolve issues or heal emotional stuff so that we can indeed move forward in alignment with the message that we take from our dream. So again, a reminder of the websites. If you'd like to read these blogs in more detail, or if you'd like to listen to more episodes of The Dream Show, all of which are at janetheresa.com, or if you'd like to study to be able to interpret and understand your dreams more deeply, you can look at my courses, which are all video-led online courses that, like the lions in the dream there, you can do at your own pace. They're not the kind of courses where you have to turn up and do a webinar type thing. They're not the kind of courses where they're fed in dribs and drabs. They're the kind of courses where once you decide to do them, you get instant access. You've got a lifetime to spend there and you take them at your own pace. So that's one thing you can do at dream-academy-online or at both websites if you want to engage me for any of my services for helping you to understand your dreams and helping you to decide on the messages of your dreams, then you'll find details there too. If you'd like to be a guest on a future show, because as you know, in many of our shows, we have a guest come onto the show. And what happens there is that you contact us and say, I'd love to be a guest on the show. I've got a dream that I'd like you to interpret. And I'm not going to tell you what it is until we start talking, because that's the deal with those episodes. Then you'll find if you go to janetheresa.com and go to podcasts, you'll find on the drop down box there how to be a guest on the show. So if you'd like to be a guest on a future show and come on, we phone or Skype you wherever you are in the world and you introduce your dream and we record our conversation about it. So if you'd like to do that, go and have a look. Otherwise, I'll see you next episode, which will be in 4 weeks' time. So if you're listening to this in real time, the next episode of The Dream Show is episode 218, which will come out on the 21st of June, 2019. Until then, have a wonderful month. Thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.